a pub. So as soon as it's over, we'll be back walking. Well, business is closed. 50 years walking, and now I've forced holidays. Happy days.
So you're looking at the bright side of things?
No point in not looking at the bright side. And I'm talking from a distance to two lovely girls. What more can I ask?
So where is all the money? I mean, you have money under the mattress?
To have it under the mattress, but I wasn't told which mattress.
So it's hidden maybe in a wall or something. You'll be okay. I'd
survive. Wife's walking. She's a nurse. Psychiatric nurse, so she's walking. So I'm being kept now. I'm a kept man, as the ladies tell me.
Do you like being a kept man?
Yes. Wouldn't you like being a kept man? Listen, everybody stay safe and keep ready for the pubs when they open.
We're doing okay. We go out for a walk and call into the church and light a candle so that God will keep us all safe, and that's as much as we can do.
So what's it like in the church? Is it quiet? Are people social distancing?
Very quiet. Very quiet. Yes, yes. One per pew. So we get mass on the television and just come out for a walk and down and light a candle, and that's...
And do you normally go to Mass? Did you go to Mass before all this?
Yes, yes.
Every day?
Well, as many days as I could, yes. I wouldn't say every day, but as many days as I could, yes.
And do you prefer to wear a mask or not wear a mask? What do you think?
I prefer not to wear a mask, because it would cover my beautiful face too much.
Very proud that the government is doing such a good job.
So you're proud of the government at the moment?
Yeah, and I wouldn't have voted for them, but I have to be honest and say fair play to them. They stood up to the task, and I'm delighted that they're doing so well when you look at some other countries.
How are you coping with it all?
Yeah, good. I can't complain.
Missing the grandchildren.
When you look around and the wall and see what other people have to put up, we're blessed.
So you're missing the grandchildren?
Yes, very much so.
How many weeks has it been now?
Two.
And you really want to say hello. Are you speaking to them via Zoom or WhatsApp video?
WhatsApp, yeah. I'd love to give them a big cuddle, but beyond WhatsApp, every day to them. Yeah, yeah. They miss us too.
So you're out getting some vital supplies?
Just getting a few, yeah, groceries and phone credit and stuff.
How are we getting through? Well, it's a bit awkward. It's a bit more awkward, really, than just the normal day. Like, you know, you have to be careful. You're conscious of it. The 2 metre rule is a good thing.
My missus is pregnant.
He's my son.
I'm in a bit more fear than anything. You know what I mean? Okay, she gets it. She's a healthcare worker herself, you know what I mean? So she's going to walk through the pregnancy. So
how hard is it for her? She's a healthcare worker. She's pregnant. She's working.
She's worried, all right, yeah. So, and that there. But, yeah, just keeping the head down and that, basically, and that staying indoors, isolating and that, so... But we're trying to get into, and a whole lot of our patients are isolating, so there's no real contact, you know, so... But we're still very worried about it, you know.
And when is the baby due?
December, so it's just still early days, you know what I mean, so...
And what will the first thing you'll do to celebrate after you've had the baby and after COVID has left?
We had the baby's head. We'll be celebrating for a week.
So where will you have the drink? Will it be at home, I suppose?
No, the first bloody pub that opens, that's how
we do it. It all depends on this. We'll have a barbecue or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I think I'll do, yeah, a big barbecue.
We'll all wear masks, we won't be able to eat the food.
Listen, we only come out today to get a few bits, like toothpaste and stuff like that, but other than that, no, we seem okay, like, you know.
So you've got a special mask, it's black, is it made out of wetsuit material?
I'm literally just after buying it there in Boyd's. So
that's Boyd's, it's a well-known
shop. Yeah, it is a well-known
here in
shop.
Drogheda.
Here in Drogheda, it's a well-known shop, yeah.
Very fashionable looking. Did you buy it for fashion or to keep healthy?
Well, I have to ask the wife that one, but yeah, it's kind of like a bit of a fashion sense for her, but no, it's just to be safe. You know, you just don't know, really, like, you know, so just to be safe. Yeah, no, I'm coping fine myself. I have no problems. I'm just out getting a bit of fresh air, stretching the legs when I can. Other than that, we're just staying at home. To stop coming in contact with people, you don't know who's got what. We're just trying to stay safe, just trying to keep on top of things. And, like, me and myself, I don't feel sick, but you could have it. And I'm just trying to stop spreading it to other people as well, just to be safe.
It's manageable in work. It seems to have calmed down. I think people are starting to realise and to stay at home. So hopefully that continues.
You're a supermarket worker. March was a record, an absolute record for supermarkets across the country, breaking all sales. For you, it must have been pretty hectic the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, it was pretty manic. I've seen quieter Christmases over the last few years. There was just people panicking.
How did you cope?
Just got on with it, really. That's all you can do. Like, I have to work, I've a kid at home, so just had to get on with it. And
you received one of those 10% pay rises.
Yep.
Danger money, you could say.
What danger money? I don't know about that, but yeah. No, they're doing all they can to protect us, so fair play to them, I have to say. So,
what will the first thing you'll do when they lift the restrictions? What will you get up to?
Nothing really. I'm happily send my son to school. That will be a good thing. Just to be able to move freely again would be nice. Or we take a week off work maybe.
And you're not wearing a mask. You've decided against wearing a mask.
No, I'm just going with washing my hands and changing clothes and everything like that when I'm finished. So, yeah, no, the mask bit doesn't really faze me, I suppose. I'm just keeping up with washing hands and social distancing, so.
How do you keep your spirits up?
Gang of us in there, we're all just keeping each other up and...
So the banter, what's it like in the supermarket?
Yeah, it is good crack in there at the minute, I have to say. We've had people kind of giving out when we're like wiping down checkouts and stuff like that, and it's nothing personal, it's just to keep us safe and to keep everybody else safe as well, so...
Stay the hell at home unless you have to quit.
You're a cleaner, how's it been for you? Obviously you're very busy.
Yeah, we are busy at the moment, but not too bad. Well, I'm down the bus depot at the moment, cleaning buses.
So you're keeping it spotless?
Yeah, yeah.
And are you getting special danger money, more money, extra pay?
No.
Even though that you're putting yourself at risk by cleaning down those buses?
Yeah, no, we don't get extra pay, we just get our normal wage. Keeping the best side out, what else can we do at the moment?
And what would be the first thing you do when this is all over?
Probably go to Penny's, buy some clothes.
You miss Penny's?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, especially for the grandkids and that.
Henry, I'm Christy Mangan. I'm the chief superintendent in charge of the Louth Garda Division.
Christy, you've had a very busy time before COVID-19 with the local feud. Just the weekend gone, we had the ATM attempted robberies or robberies up in Dundalk. It's been hard. How have you managed to keep it together and to keep the show on the road?
Yes, Henry, it's been hard, but I suppose we've a brilliant team behind us. We've brilliant people here in Drogheda. Look, you can look around here, you can see how compliant people are being with the social distancing and conducting themselves, making sure there's not too many people around. So, look, it's tough. It's very tough on vulnerable people. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very tough on people who have, you know, mams and dads in houses of a certain age and they're not able to visit them. But I think people are doing particularly well. I think they're adhering to the government advices and the HSE advices. But, look, we have another bit to go on it. And, look, if we all do what we're supposed to do, we certainly will get through it. Well, look at them. I mean, in all fairness, there'll be plenty of times to have pints. In all fairness, you know, we give it a couple of weeks, and you know, hopefully, people will get back to normal, and they'll be able to socialise with their friends, and you know, have the interactions that they crave for at the moment. But look, we have to do what we're told sometimes, and this is the time when we have to listen to the experts. You know, there's brilliant people out there. You know, our medical practitioners are doing a huge job. And they're keeping us safe. If we listen to what they're telling us, they will keep us safe. That's the important thing.
And you're front line, the guards are front line. If anyone's thinking of breaking the law right now and taking advantage of the crisis we're in, what is your message?
Well, the message is quite clear, because ourselves this morning had people in arrested for burglary. You know, people who are breaching protection orders, barring orders, said they will be arrested and they will be dealt with as per normal. This is not a time when people can think they can get out and commit crime. We simply won't allow it.
I'm off the beer 17 years now.
So you're off the beer 17 years.
Yeah.
You've just been to Tesco and
yeah.
You bought their version of Coca-Cola,
yeah.
Classic Coke. You've got
yeah.
three 2-litre bottles.
Yeah.
Why do you like that stuff?
It gives me energy. Yeah, I'm an artist now. I do my art now. I'm in a hospital a while, you know. I spent 3 years in the hospital, dry now.
So you're completely dry?
I'm completely dry, yeah.
And it must help in a way that the pubs are now shut?
It does help, yeah. I go up to cigarettes and I go up to beer and I do the art. Eugene Wade is my full name.
Gucci, tell us about your background. I understand you were a former footballer.
I played with Drogheda United.
Coping-wise, I suppose I'm a teacher now as well as a mum and well as doing everything else. So it's just a matter of just everyone trying to do their best and staying in, and that's it, really.
And do you teach in secondary or national?
No, I'm a teacher at home now. I'm not normally
a
teacher.
You're a homeschooler.
Yeah. It's hard on the kids. It's very hard on them.
And you're wearing a mask. How come you chose to wear a mask?
I wear a mask because of my son. The reason why I'm wearing it, so that I'm not bringing anything back home to him, as well as I'm just afraid for myself, to be honest with you.
And when this is all over, what will the first thing you'll do?
I'll go see my mum and my dad and my nana, because my nana's 93.
It's all a bit weird, obviously, but coping as best I can and always being grateful that I'm still well.
You've decided not to wear a mask. How come?
Well, I'm being really, really careful with my hands, washing them all the time. I suppose I'm going to go buy masks that are needed for other people, because I'm okay and there hasn't been research that they're needed if you're not sick.
What do you miss the most about before COVID-19?
In a really selfish way, my cappuccinos.
No, but obviously there's more important things. But
so you
I'm
missed
really...
the takeaway cappuccinos or the freshly made one in a professional.
Yeah, but there's obviously more
barista.
Important. It's the first thing that comes into my mind because I'm a coffee addict, you know. Also just hugging.
So you love coffee and you love hugging, and both of those things have been denied.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, I have a dog to keep me going, so.
Well, just take every day as it comes, you know, like not much we can, you know, we can do at this stage, you know. Well, obviously, like of older kids, which isn't too bad, you know, but I feel for people, you know, that have younger kids, you know, and trying to keep them occupied and that, you know. But other than that, just surviving.
So what do you miss the most about before COVID-19 in your life?
Oh, everything, going to work, meeting, you know, my friends and that, you know, and general things, really, you know, having a chat with the neighbours and, you know, things like that, you know.
Everything is grand, like, you know, we just have to keep our distance.
And a personal question, how old are you?
I'm 69.
So you're just allowed out of the house
by
a fraction. When are you 70?
Next year.
Well, fair balls, and you're out buying paint, something quite hard to get.
It'll go away like all the rest. It's just a matter of time. If everybody does what they're told, everything will be grand.